Hi, this is Leslie Katz, host of Bay City Beat, a roundup of local cultural events presented by Local News Matters and Bay City News. It's Friday, November 7th. This week, I've got news about author readings in Sausalito, documentaries in Stinson Beach, Marin Symphony concerts in Kenfield, an art fair in San Rafael, theater in Mill Valley, related to a book talk in Corte Madera. Let's go! The Sausalito Public Library in Bate, a new reading series connecting Marin County readers to established and emerging literary talent, hosts its inaugural event at 6 p.m. today in the Sausalito Public Library. Appearing in five authors, one book, are Jaime Cortez, who wrote Gordo, Armin Davoudian, who wrote The Palace of 40 Pillars, Susanna Kwan, author of Awake in the Floating City, Lisa Teasley, who wrote Fluid, and Sasha Vasilyuk, author of Your Presence is Mandatory. There will be a moderated Q&A with the writers as well, and a chance to buy books and have them signed. Attendance is free. Registration at sausalitolibrary.org is recommended. The event is at 6 p.m. today. The 9th Annual Stinson Beach Documentary Film Festival, a benefit for the Stinson Beach Community Center, runs today through Sunday, featuring movies and meals. Tonight's opening night gala at 6 p.m. features a paella dinner, followed by The Brightness of Light, a film exploring the life and art of Georgia O'Keeffe. On Saturday at 5 p.m., Barbara Walters' Tell Me Everything screens, followed by a tamale dinner. And at 7 p.m., there's a showing of Checkpoint Zoo, which documents a daring rescue led by a heroic team of zookeepers and volunteers who saved thousands of animals trapped in a zoo behind enemy lines during the Russian invasion of Ukraine. On Sunday, three shorts showcase local artists, Marty Knapp, Portrait of a Photographer, The Reality of Ernesto Sanchez, and the Prison Yoga Project screen starting at 5 p.m., followed by a pizza dinner and a 6 p.m. screening of Sunday Best, The Untold Story of Ed Sullivan. Tickets run from $50 to $225. The Stinson Beach Community Center is at 330 Belvedere Avenue. The Marin Symphony plays concerts this weekend on the College of Marin's Kenfield campus. The program will be headed up by the orchestra's new music director, only the fourth in its history, Fauzi Heimer. Formerly resident conductor with the Pittsburgh Symphony, was just named this summer following an extensive three-year search. Heimer's first concert in the new post features principal pianist John Wilson playing two Liszt compositions, along with Tarantismo, a contemporary piece by New Zealand Greek composer John Fathis, as well as Brahms' Symphony No. 2 in D major. Performances are at 3 and 7:30 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday in the James Dunn Theater at College of Marin in Kenfield. It wouldn't be the prequel to the holiday season without art fairs and craft shows. This weekend in the Marin Center Exhibit Hall, more than 200 artisans, designers, and makers are offering handmade goods for sale, from jewelry, ceramics, textiles, and woodwork to fine art, furniture, and artisan foods. There's also wine tasting, workshops, and door prizes. Admission and parking are free. Hours for the Marin Arts and Crafts Fair are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. today through Sunday at Marin Center in San Rafael. On stage this month at Marin Theater in Mill Valley is Susan Laurie Parks' Sally and Tom, a dramedy about the complex story of U.S. President Thomas Jefferson and Sally Hemings, his slave, lover, and mother of some of his children. The show is directed by Lance Gardner, who appears in conversation with poet and filmmaker Amber Allen Pearson, the subject of a forthcoming documentary, The Unrooted Bloom, in which she considers her identity and heritage as a mixed-race woman in Marin. The two will discuss the intersection of their work at Book Passage in Corte Madera at 1 p.m. on Saturday. Sally and Tom runs Wednesdays through Saturdays at Marin Theater in Mill Valley through November 23rd. That's everything for this week. Thanks so much for listening.